Dear Rivers people, una welcome to another edition of una favorite weekend character building show wey dem call Riv Ethics. My name na Azubike Oza. I be a lawyer and I get special interest in oil and gas, environment, dispute resolution and human rights. Na me go host una for today. But before we start, we could take a message from Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nyesomwike, the initiator of this our Ogbonge program wey dem call Riv Ethics.
Our Ogbonge Rivers people, we dey hail una for another correct Riv Ethics radio program wey dey help us arrange our character make it better pass as it did before. For today on Talk Talk program, we go shine light put for wetin oyibo dey call consumer protection rights wey all the country wey dey for this world dem wey dem call United Nations gather put mark say the day wey everybody go hold for mind say consumer get right na for the 15th of March 2017 wey be Wednesday wey just pass now. This consumer protection rights na the power wey cover every person wey go market go buy something, or he won't buy something, or he don't buy something, to make sure say he gets what he wants and say the thing when he buy could work well for him. Now onto this consumer protection right them, or we no go agree for market wuru waka, we go show say any market where somebody go buy something from come, now senior people we know what in they sell better market for there. But because many people no say them fit ask for their right, or say them fit hala if they no get correct service, then they lose out for waiting they supposed to enjoy with their own money. Even self, nobody they follow them and fight for this their right. Now so then they cheat them, they go. Now because of this kind of oppression, now I'm the meeting where all the country where for this world allies, United Nations, gather for March 15, 1985. Congress say, then suppose mark March 15 for every year as a day where people where they buy something from markets with their own money suppose know their rights. Then call them Consumers' Rights Day. Now day when people go fish you say, they understand what be the other person rights as customer concern, and also to show say their legs strong for ground for where customer rights day. Plus also to make sure say we rule no commot for our markets. Now also for this 15th April 1985 where the United Nations then commot different road then where everybody fit show how customers then supposed follow, make sure say them get their rights. Some of these road be say everybody gets right to enjoy common things with them need as human being. Everybody gets right to stay safe every time. Everybody gets right to hear waiting the ground for area. And everybody gets right to choose waiting he want for himself. Also, everybody gets right to talk waiting day in mind and make everybody hear waiting in the talk concern waiting the worry him. And everybody gets right to say make them tell him sorry if anybody vex him. Also, customer gets right to get information or education for waiting they happen for inside market. And finally, say everybody gets right to stay for area where katakata and sickness no dey. As Rivers State go knack 50 years this year so, we must come out, stand gidigba on top of our right to make sure say customer enjoy your right. This now because say for this our Rivers State, no person suppose suffer any kind thing like say, for example, medicine wey dem buy for inside pharmacy no be am or no dey correct, or say food or things wey dem buy no worth the money wey dem take pay for am, or say e don spoil, or say area just dey full of problem and sickness, and say all this dey happen because of say people dey hustle for money, no good. We won't tell una say for this River State, people fit enjoy correct buy for market without fear say the person where they sell go won't put ojoro join the money where then they pay for that service or the goods to take cheat them. For this state, market supposed to they go according as it is for other country where they plenty for this world where they organized. To understand more of waiting I just talk now, make we put ear for ground here waiting our talk person for today could talk give us. A name na Oga Azubike Oza. Him be correct barrister. We dey put eye well for plenty law we concern plenty matter plus including human being their right, for oil, for gas, for power law, and even for law we concern the place where we dey live, plus including law we concern how people dey take settle fight. Na him go tell us more on top this matter. Our better Rivers people, make we always remember say, na your good character go announce you anywhere you dey. May God bless and keep all of una, plus on our families, and may God bless Rivers State.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day,
with your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Now welcome back. Today our focus now on the World Consumer Rights Celebration Day with the theme Building a Digital World Consumers Can Trust. And the celebration, it can center on issues we get to do with technology, the use of your mobile phone, the use of internet, and other ogbonge digital devices. Where although it dey good to us, but it don't come with plenty negative abuses as for us maybe users. Now, make we look at the concept, the thing we then call consumer rights and consumer protection. This consumer rights and consumer protection, now the US president we then call JF Kennedy, now don't talk him on the 15th of March 1962. When in the address US Congress, him come outline in principles for consumer protection. Him say consumers, by definition, include every one of us, you and I. Him say that consumers now then be the largest economic group where every public and private decision they affect, but now then be the same group where their voice people need to hear them most times. Now make way on the 15th of March every year, they come the mark and say now World Consumer Rights Day, because now that day where the US president take make that statement. Now the question don't come say who be a consumer. According to the Black's Law Dictionary, 8th edition, now define consumer as a person where buy goods or pay for services for his own personal, family or household use, but we no go sell them to another person. Also, Section 32 of the Consumer Protection Council Act, where they inside Cap C-25, Laws of the Federation of Nigeria 2014, can't define consumer as any person where buy, use, or maintain or disposes product or services. All this big grammar, it means say any person where they use any product or service, now be a consumer. Consumer protection, now the rights and privileges we accord you as a consumer, and how you can use this right, how this right can be protected and they enforced, and how this right then go take they enforced. We will say we come bear in mind say most times the consumer and the people where they produce those goods and services, they know they the same level, because the people where they produce those goods and services, they always they get high bargaining power, and most of the times because of the high bargaining power where they get, it lead to the exploitation of the consumer. So this consumer protection we will talk about, it deal with a whole lot of issues where it relates to you, your welfare as a consumer, as well as your standard of living in terms of where you take improve your own political and social well-being in the society. Now, the major aim with this consumer protection policy and laws, it is seek to empower the consumer to enjoy product when he buy and services when he don't pay for, and also making get the right to seek for redress where those products when he buy or services when he pay for, it don't be breached. Now, the awareness we call this consumer rights, it don't increase well around the world. Plenty people don't talk about them. Many countries don't pass Consumer Rights Act to protect the consumers within their country. Now, it can be say on the 9th of April 1985, the United Nations can pass a resolution, during its 106th plenary meeting, during its 39th session, can pass the United Nations Guidelines for Consumer Protections, and they can adopt them. Although these resolutions they don't get ogbonge legal effect though, but they just recognize say these rights now every consumer gets. Now, the United Nations can take into account say developing countries get economic imbalance where the producers of and manufacturers of goods and services stay higher than the consumer. They can look into the literacy level to where they some of the society then can say these guidelines then now to set standard where every country is supposed to adopt, and those rights then, they can be expanded in 1999 where they can add more things into RAM, and they can add a sustainable consumption go be part of consumer rights protection. Now, among the plenty objectives where they adopt that time, then they 8 particularly in number, but for sake of time we will just summarize some of them. But one of those objectives now say it will assist country to maintain protection of consumers. It will facilitate production patterns where it will be responsive to people, so that when you as a consumer, your rights don't be breached upon, you will fit go to court, if you seek redress, if it complain, people will hear your voice. And now these objectives, now if we summarize them into a very few points, These rights of a consumer are right to satisfaction of basic needs, as you be person we buy goods or we pay for service. You get right of safety. You get right may they inform you about the goods and services. You also get right to choose which product you want to buy or which one you want to use. You get right say to say make the people we buy the goods from or where they get the services from make them hear you. You get right to seek redress for court. You get right make them educate you on the goods and services. And you get right to healthy environment. Now with these rights now, as a consumer, you can have basic essential goods and services. You can get sufficient food and clothing, healthcare, education, public utilities. With these rights, you can be protected against bad goods, against bad products and processes where they harmful to life. With these rights, you will feel make necessary informed decisions where if you see plenty goods, which one way you go choose from and which one you go take. If it selects, like I talk from range of products, and you feel select from the prices or the one where your pocket reach. With these same rights, your interest will be protected. You will feel receive fair settlement for just claims. Claims so you know say you buy bad product, you will feel receive just claim, including compensation. Now, the main aim for this objective now to just set the ground for countries to adopt and pass their own laws to protect consumers with it for inside their own countries, especially for developing countries. The United Nations recognize say protection no go just be left for domestic for countries to handle. Now make them come say them come pass them at that international level. Now in Nigeria, we also get similar protection for consumers, so and that one they establish under the Consumer Protection Council Act, CAP C25, Laws of the Federation 2004. This one are the Ogbonge law where they regulate consumer and they protect consumers. Although now 1999 then passed the bill into law, but now only in 1999 it can start to take operations. Now that law established what they call CPC, Consumer Protection Council, and that council waiting they establish and for now to reduce market imperfection to improve well-being of consumers in Nigeria by ensuring say the value for money and health of consumers they well protected. Make we go break. When we come back, we'll talk about the functions of the council.
Have you ever thought how to improve your state? A little help from you goes a long, long way.
We've got to work together, so come on, brother, let's help build a better state.
Just do your bit and be proud of it. Make River State a better state.
Self-help is the best way to make River State a better state.
Now welcome back. And before we go break, we will talk about consumer protection and consumers' rights. Unto say we celebrate World Consumer Rights Day. Now we will talk about the Ogbonge law where they protect consumers for we country Nigeria. We can say we will talk about the functions. Now the functions of that council now to provide redress, waiting then call redress. That is to provide solution for you where you be say you don't make late complaint about a product or service. Now, the council will come seek way where they will take, protect, and remove bad goods from market so that when you go buy the goods, you will buy safe and good goods. The council, one of the functions where they get now from time to time, they will list bad products them where they market, where no good for consumption. Or they will come also list products them where they don't ban, where government don't restrict, making no day into circulation. Part of the function of the CPC, which they call Consumer Protection Council now, say, companies then we don't default, they bring bad goods, they go fit compensate people we don't use their bad goods and their bad services. Another function of the council be say it go undertake and it go organize campaign from time to time where you go raise awareness about bad goods and bad products, and as well as you go educate us on our rights as consumers. Now this same council, apart from say then get those functions, the law give them power where they go do certain things. Part of their power now, they go fit apply to courts to prevent a goods within the circulation, where be say those goods then fit, then they bad to our health. Part of their power now, be say they go compel people where they produce goods to certify all those goods to ensure say the standard of the goods then they go they good for us to consume. Part of the powers now, from time to time, you go test the goods then where they market to ensure say then they up to standard. Part of the powers where the council get now, you go compel manufacturers, say make them from time to time then give warnings. The CPC, waiting then call Consumer Protection Council, also get the powers to ban some goods wey dey in distribution and to stop some advertisements them. Now, when we come out from this their functions and powers, you know say you as a consumer, you get some things where you as a consumer of goods and services where you supposed to. One of them now, you need to be aware. Be aware means say before you buy a product, you need to think well before you make choices as to what goods you want buy, or as to what product you want buy or service you want consume. You need to talk, you need to speak out, you need to shout, report to police, Standard Organization of Nigeria or NAFDAC. Say this goods, you don't buy a bad good with the market though. Say see where you buy them, see where the goods be. Speak out, talk, report to police. You need to complain. You need to go to the nearest EPC office where they nearer to you. Go there, make a complaint, say see these goods we buy. You know they satisfied with the goods, so then talk like this, but the goods do like this. Number 5. When you go public offices, you go government offices, if they no serve you well, make you go report to the nearest Servicom desk with the idea. No just talk say, hey, now so these government officials and they behave. Go to the nearest Servicom desk, complain as the government official take treat you when you be there. Then make it be say, when you use goods, you use them well, make it they conscious of the environment. Now, as we celebrate this year's World Consumers Right Day, you know, you better say, make we not look only at the benefits that the technology don't give us, but make we also look at the bad side of how it don't affect us as customers and as consumers. Now, many sectors for this we economy don't really dey bad to us. These sectors include even electricity, financial services, e-commerce, pay TV providers, telecom, real estate, hospital and hotel. All of them, they don't treat us in one bad way or the other. Now, according to the 2016 Consumer Protection Council annual report, the council say in 2016 alone, e order companies made them refund and compensate people up to the tune of 2.5 billion naira. That is to say, that one the money way the council order companies, firms, say make them pay people way, you know, no they satisfy with their goods and services. And that one no end there. He also order say make them pay in foreign currencies of about $31,000 and 1,500 euros. Now, make I give you a big breakdown of that money, how it be. Now, e-commerce alone for 2016 CPC report say e-commerce, they order make company pay 15 million naira to consumers. Electronics and electrical appliances, 43 million naira. Pay TV, 70 million. Telecoms, 28 million. Financial sector, including ATM dispense error and online platform, 1.6 billion respectively. These are now money them for these different sectors where CPC say make them refund to consumers where consumers know they satisfied with the product and services. Make we take break. We will come back. When we come back, we will conclude this segment.
Come, come, my friend. There is no zero man. Everyone has got some talent. Take time, you'll discover yourself, and you'll make your life a better one. Every human being has a talent. Why not discover your talent and use it for yourself and the service of your people? Use your talent, start today, and we'll all live the peaceful way.
Welcome back. Now we'll be talk about Consumer Protection Council and how we as people will take protect our rights as consumers and how we'll take enforce this right as consumers. You know, say, as we've been talking earlier, say, you as a consumer, you get certain responsibility, not be to just go market, go buy products, or pay for certain services, but you get certain responsibilities where you as a consumer, you supposed to do certain things like that. So we come to talk, say, now, despite the fact that we get a law where they protect us as consumers, there still be small, small issues when they allow the law to take its full course. And part of those reasons now, you say ignorance follow and literacy level. Although a lot of Nigerians then they educated, but even the ones who they educated, they even use the right channels to protect their right, not to talk about the ones who know they educated. Because most Nigerians, they feel say they don't need to even go to CPC to go enforce their right, as they feel say when they buy a good way don't bad, now there will the thing end. But they don't know say a council like CPC they will go feel go report the matter to and they will take them off from there. Number 2. Part of the challenges where the talk say no fit allow the law to protect us as consumers. Now, waiting with what people they call bureaucracy. This one now, when you go government office, before you think go from one table, go another table, go on that table, go meet Oga. Oga go come many time, go give people before they will come do the work. Because of that whole process, some people say they retire, they no go fit follow that process. So they will just prefer to let their money go like that. Make waiting don't happen, make it just happen like that. We say number three, for part of the things then when no go allow the law to protect us as consumers, and we say the law itself no get enough weight to enforce waiting in talk as law. So we the talk say now the law enforcement agencies may they come to come enforce within this CPC Act talk as to protect us as consumers. The last one we'll talk say in a part of the things we go make the act no really protect us as consumers now corruption. Because most of the times those people then we will complain against those big companies, then they bigger than us. So most times those companies then fit go give government officials the money, tell them to make them cover the wrong things where they don't do, and they go cover them. So this one are the four things we will say the hamper or fit make way, you know, we no fit protect our right as consumers for we country Nigeria. Now after we don't talk about these challenges, now consumer abuse in Nigeria it day too much. Many people don't take them saying a part of our culture, saying as so Nigerian be, say Nigeria no go fit change, because they will say that for them to go complain, they no go get, even if they go complain, they no go get justice, they no go get judgment, but nothing will happen. So because of that, most people don't say they no go even get time to go pursue anything to protect their rights. Some people just say, I beg now so Nigerian day, they no go do them. Particularly when it comes to mobile phone users in Nigeria, now we be the one of the most people we this short change for this world, even if a business from us with these telecommunication people they get most of their money from. Away from even telecommunication, if you look at aviation, if you go see airport, you go see plenty times with the complaints about baggage, they don't tamper, with the complain about ticketing, with the complain about delayed flights, but yet nobody will give us cogent reasons so our flight is delayed. Even with the inside flights, if they travel, you see the services so they give us, then they poor. You know, this one are part of the things where they disturb us as consumers, but we need to feed talk. Now, to help us to safeguard our rights, to protect this our consumer rights where the law don't give us, first of all, what thing you need to do? You need to seek a lawyer's advice. Make you go see a lawyer. Complain about the thing where they say it don't affect you, about the bad product where you don't buy, or wrong services where you get. This one are one of the ways where you could take protect your rights as a consumer for a country in Nigeria. We can also the talk say make manufacturers then open, then set up consumer protection units for the organization so that when people get complaint to make, their units could carry them up and investigate the matter properly. We come say make the government give CPC, what we call Consumer Protection Council, make it give them more power so that they will bite well. We can talk say make CPC also open enough offices for all the states for Nigeria, make them not just get only zonal offices. We can't talk, say, make them start to do more public awareness, make them do more campaigns so people go know what thing be their right as consumers. They go know, say, they get right, and those rights will need to be protected. Now, we can't ask some questions. Say, do you feel, say, you don't abuse as a consumer? Or you don't buy a product where if you say the manufacturer don't shortchange you? Or now your internet provider don't be unfair to with poor services? You know, go get internet before you think go load, you go take plenty hours before you know they don't tell you say your data don't finish, or you don't get MTN dispense errors where you don't ask bank no fee pay you, or your health, you don't buy a product where your health don't they compromised, you don't feel shortchanged by your TV provider, or you don't receive debit for unsubscribed mobile phones. Whatever the issue be, no get mad, just go seek for redress, speak to a lawyer, or make you go CPC their office. We're there for number 8 Abuja Lane, off Emekuku Street, D-Line, Port Harcourt, River State. Or make you call them for their mobile phone on 081-4717-0732. Finally, you know say if you call 622 from your mobile phone to speak to NCC Service Center to demand for quality service or make you complain about poor network, calls with a drop or unsolicited SMS. I repeat, call 622 now, NCC number, if you won't complain anything concerning your mobile network provider. I hope soon I don't enjoy today's discourse. So make sure I remain blessed and thank you for listening. Bye bye.
My correct and confirmed country people, now show the program with a taste, take my break today.
And this show cautiously shall say the program, it touch your body and make your body the papaji. As all of us do your body together to make sure say our society na better place for everybody. If you want download, you go fit download this program today on or the one we don't do before. And if you no join body for today program countryman, you can fit enter my website www.reefetc.com to listen and to download all the episodes of this program countryman. No forget say to carry this book we don't do so take give your friends, the ones who did for school, but including people for your community, na FOC. That one are free or for charge. Oh yes. Join body on top Reef Ethics family now for Facebook and Twitter. It is very simple. Na at Reef Ethics. And you can fit call our phone numbers to take ask question as a concern what we don't talk today, plus including the ones we don't talk before. The phone numbers now 0808-917-7707 0902-917-7707 06. You can fit send us an email on top reefatis@gmail.com. Countryman, this program Reefatis, as I tell you, if you listen to our 4-5 radio stations for inside the River State, every Saturday on top 92.3 Nigeria Info, now from 8:30 in the morning to 9 o'clock Bonkway. And they will come repeat the broadcast and they will come take the program again for 12 in the afternoon till 12:30 on Sunday. Then on top Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, now 9 o'clock in the morning till it reach 10 o'clock. And we will come play the program again on top the same time on Sunday. On top Rhythm 93.7, now from 2:30 in the afternoon till it reach 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And on Sunday, we will come play the program again for the same time, I don't tell you so. Then on top Tension 98.5 FM, now 6:30 in the evening till it reach 7 o'clock. Then we will come still play the program again on Sunday around 5:30 in the evening till it reach 6 o'clock. On top was Bian 94.1 FM on Saturday, now 5 o'clock for evening till it reach 5:30. And on Sunday, now 11:30 till it reach 12 o'clock for afternoon. I sure so I hear that one. Until next week, countryman, with another person we will talk more for this program. So, not forget to say, the way we need to talk, not the way you need to behave. So, therefore, talk well and behave well. And I wish everybody confirm and correct week ahead. A salute on
don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.